What up, Real Live Talk family? It's your man, Live Ty Handles, Ty Live Handles. Coming live and direct on the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show here. Vibing real quick to my nigga Styles P, the ghost. Shout out to the Locks and D-Block Moving. Coming to Cleveland soon. I'm going to try to make it to that situation. I ain't been to a concert since 2016. But yes, indeed, I'm here. Episode 49, season 5, all the way live, 365. Feels good. I got a little bit of a smile on my face. I ain't been consistently covered with no content back to back in a minute. You know what I mean? Like I said, we all go through our shit. But I don't use it as an excuse. I'm still trying to be productive one way or another. And so, repetition. Fuck competition. You know what I mean? Look, I got my brother in here, man. Another in the air. A rare night. I got a brother y'all real familiar with, man. Go ahead and talk to him, man.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Fat.
Yeah.
Been a minute.
Been a minute. Feels good right here. Because regardless of how often y'all hear Fats or not, he part of the Real Live podcast, too. You know what I mean? He's a very intricate part right here. You know what I mean? He's that growth level of shit right here. He's a living testament about growth. You know what I mean? Evolution. Am I right or wrong, brother? You know what I mean? So, anytime we get a chance to have a rare moment, I'll take advantage of it. You know what I mean? But we over here talking about some adult time story-ish type shit. You know what I mean? When it comes to, you know. So, the topic real quick, you know, sometimes it is what it is for a reason. You know? Dot, 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 blah, 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 blah. You know what it is. Live here. But all praise is due to the Most High. The all-powerful creator of all, not just some, of all. Thank you for this opportunity. I mean, let's go ahead and live in on that real quick. You know what I mean? That statement right there attaches to relationship shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it applies to all facets of life. That's being able to recognize what is and what ain't about any situation you in.
Right, right.
But the relationship shit, it hits a little bit different. It has a little bit more, you know what I mean, a bigger cross to bear when it comes to that. Because, you know, the levels of shit, you know, you got relationships, situationships, fuck right, ships, right. All the ships, and only a few of them really sail. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some shit is a sinking ship off the top. You know what I mean? As soon as you pull off the dock, bow. Yeah. Big ass hole that's going down fast. Foundation wasn't right. Should have had your shit on the swivel. Whatever the case may be.
Just know what it is.
Know what it is. But sometimes some things are undefined. And you have to really have a way to recognize them based on the recognition of what is and what ain't.
How it's going. Yeah.
We all got our triggers.
Mm-hmm.
But triggers ain't nothing but what? Shit that bow, you pull, you know, triggers needs to stop being an excuse
right.
To be a coward, for real. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean with that, brother?
Yeah.
Our insecurities and triggers, well, actually, it's two different situations. You got insecurities, you got triggers. How they tie in is some insecurities can trigger some shit, and some triggers can cause insecurities. Mm-hmm. So whatever, moving forward.
Right.
That's one of them situations where this statement kicks in. Sometimes it is what it is. Mm-hmm. You got to put that work in to separate them motherfuckers and handle accordingly.
Accordingly.
You get what I'm saying?
Like we're saying, knowing what it is. In my situation, when I thought about that, what I was just talking to you about.
Talk to him.
You know, just on some funny shit, but on some serious shit.
Yeah.
I was just telling my nigga, I play my side nigga role good. I listen when I supposed to, you know what I mean? Get good feedback.
Oh, shit.
You know?
I play
my side nigga role good. But like I was saying, sometimes, you know, you miss that part of just talking to somebody. You know? So, nigga missing that part. And I'm used to going through shit by myself, but
I feel it.
You know, that's just me.
Yeah.
But all the shit we gotta listen to, sometimes just listen to me sometimes. You know what I mean? That's it.
That's it.
Sometimes just listen to me. And I don't need much.
You don't need much. That's what he said. I like Brothers even talking about that, man. Salute to you, Brothers, on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he said that shit.
He made side niggas sound a little bit proud and honorable. You know what I mean?
I mean, right now it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Right now it is.
It's the right and the wrong way.
It's the right and the wrong way.
To do everything, right? Keith Sweat told us that.
Yeah. Just understand the situation and what you got going on, man.
Know how to read the room.
Yeah.
Comprehend body language, unspoken word, you know what I mean?
Selfish, yeah. We gotta listen to each other.
Have to.
Yeah. For sure. But it's been a minute, you know. But, you know, life is life, and I'm going through things at the same time. When I go through stuff, I'll tell y'all, I pull back and handle it myself, because I'm the only one that's gonna handle it. I don't need no pat on the back, no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
None of that. But I just duck off into my little corner and handle my business.
Right.
You know, it come from friends where you be like, where you at, where you at?
Right.
I'm chilling right now, you know what I mean? I got some things going on, I'm chilling. Dealing with family issues.
Yeah.
Dealing with career moves.
Mm-hmm.
So it was time to buckle down and just kind of stay away from the triggers.
Ooh-wee.
So that's talk what to I've been on. Just trying to live life, man.
Yeah.
Show.
I was, I'm glad you said that. The other day, I had seen something come across my lap, you know what I mean, that said, when you're going through adversity and tough times, listen to every single situation. Listen to the sounds of the room, atmospheres, what your body's telling you, you know what I mean?
Because
communication is going on. But it's in different forms at this time.
Right.
And just get to know all the fucking sounds and surroundings that you got going on when you in your, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find out a whole lot about a whole lot. Yeah. Just doing it that way versus being on some old, either not acknowledging this shit going on or overthinking this shit that's going on.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't want to get caught up in the middle of that storm. You know, you got a tug of war shit going on that's just not even right. You know what I mean? Like, damn. Yeah, shit, did. Yeah, brother. Them triggers, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was having to tell my, you know, my like, man, all this shit's a trigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I'm going through, I got in a car accident, got hit, and it just brought back the time in 2019 that changed my whole shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Things was real sour.
Yeah.
Real sour. A lot was going on in 2019.
Yeah.
And that accident happened around this time right here. The anniversary of it is coming up. April 31st, 20, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I say anniversary for him because it changed my shit up, but it made me have to go a different level of fucking being acknowledging of what the fuck is and what ain't. Straight up and down.
Make me stronger,
though. It did. It definitely is doing it right now.
Yeah, I always say when I go through, I'm the type of person that learn from it. I don't, you know, dwell on why is this and why is that. I slow down, process everything, and just learn from it. And like I say, when my back against the wall, I tend to close myself in and do better.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, shit. Man, you got some kind of foolery right here. See? It's all foolery. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Because you actually... Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute. You know what I mean? Like, I want to say it. I'm like, nah, I ain't going to go there. But wait, you going to crack up. You going to crack up on this. Because our brethren... That nigga was there trying to... You see what I'm saying? The nigga that just hit my phone.
Life is life.
But because...
Oh, yeah, we're gonna talk about that.
He told me a story. But, you know, anyway, you know what I'm saying, though, that you going to say, yeah, we're talking about that a little bit, but it's hilarious, funny that he hit, that was the one that just hit the pole. You know what I mean? Oh, hilarious.
That's crazy.
But yeah, we ain't want to talk real long on this. You know what I mean? We can go, you want to elaborate more on some shit with that brother?
No, you know, come in and talk to him. It's been a minute.
Yeah. Folks, get to know that inner that intuition that you know you should be developing as you get older and go through more shit. I'm not trying to put the age on something, but you know, you don't really develop a logical way of making moves out here until you get 25 or older. Mm-hmm. And some people still are man children and woman children and shit still out here growing this fuck making child ass moves and decisions and then be trying to play victim and shit when the shit don't go in their favor. So let's go ahead and keep it all the way trail with that. Start being real with yourself. Start with yourself first, and then you know how to be real with other folks. Mm-hmm. Quit hiding from your shit and using your traumas and your fucking triggers as an excuse to be a less version of yourself and fuck everybody else over.
Right.
Like I always say, I'm not all that good dude shit, a good man. I ain't good or bad. I just have a real, real, real good, solid understanding with self and knowledge of self to know my value and my worth without having to compromise self. My moral compass is on a different level than most individual men that these chicks be running into.
Right.
But a lot of these chicks are used to fucking accepting the motherfucker, the bad nigga for real all the way around the board and then be sitting there mad because they can't conform them and change them. And so the motherfucker that's already the way that you want your man to be, you fuck him over and be all ill with him. I'm telling y'all chicks right now, you take that hurt ass, that hurt feeling pussy that you got on, that whack energy pussy on somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I might hit it maybe once or twice, but you ain't standing around on the regular base. Best believe that. I entertained the bullshit a couple times, but nah. Get your affairs together. That's all I'm saying. Get your affairs together. Because that's what I'm doing with my shit. I'm good suffering in silence. I have an outlet now to be able to handle that. I'm not going to give you the play-by-play what's going on in my shit and using my platform to vent and be a motherfucking, you know, complaining-ass man and a bitchy, whiny-ass dude out here. But shit, I'm glad I have a way of getting the bullshit out, talking through it, making sense of it. Like I said, my moral compass is different. I ain't good or bad. I understand the levels of being in the gray area. You should try it sometime. But that's all I got to say, you know what I mean?
Right.
Shout out to the Real Live Talk family all around the world, city to city, state to state. Shout out to the brethren, Sean Poe, 88 the Great, you know what I mean? Homegirl Kenya, my nigga Black Day, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? That nigga Chuno, you know what I mean? My brother, Fats brother,
Wild,
yeah, Wild Style. We it's a team for real. It's a movement. Brethren Apache, we got a team, y'all. We gonna do what's up with it. Shout out to nigga L, nigga Dave, Demon Dame, you know what I mean? Illest bartender around. All right, enough with the goodies, you know what I mean? I was just shouting out the podcast team right there on a different level. It's about to get interesting, y'all. You know, my homegirl Leia Renee. Shout out to the supporters and the regular supporters and loyal individuals when it comes to this platform. We working. We building. Best to understand that. It's levels to this shit, right?
Right.
Y'all be well. You know, bid you a farewell and adieu. Bye. Y'all keep your head up like your nose is bleeding. Be sucker free if you know how to be. We're going to let Styles P take us out real quick, you know what I mean? But real live salute. Live out. Till next time. Go in there. Give him some hype shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. If it's cooking up, then it's coming back. You know, live out.